Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get to the Jackie baseball report in moments. Ike, one thing I've noticed as we're taking the calls on Jimmy Butler, and you know, we opened up the show, me begging the Sixers not to bring Jimmy Butler back. Absolutely not. Ike would be in favor of it. Jack would be in favor of it as well. So much of the response is not even really Butler related. It's that people seem to not be willing to give this offseason a chance, almost. You know, like, a lot of it is about the direction, and we've gotten a few calls about Embiid and so on and so forth. I guess it's not surprising given the amount of failures they've had over the years, but it is sort of interesting to me that people don't even think in just a very general way that there's anything that they can do this offseason that will make them a title contender. Like, I feel that vibe a little bit, that this is all hopeless anyway.
Yeah, and I disagree with that. Now, obviously, if the big fella isn't where he needs to be next year, then sure. But maybe that's how fans are looking at it. Like, what difference does it make? Embiid's not going to be available. That's not how the Sixers should be looking at it. That's not how we're looking at it. We're assuming, all things being equal, he's healthy. Maxi is healthy. We'd like to have another wing, or I know I would like to have another perimeter player, wing player that's a little bigger, that can get his own shot, and can also play defense. Love Maxi, but we saw where there's some limitations to his game and how he can sort of be taken out. But if you're 6'6", 6'7", you have the ability to rise up over people and get your shot versus at 6'2".
Sure. So he has to work. Maxi has to work so hard for every single shot.
Yes.
But when you're, to your point, if you're Paul George and you're 6'7", you can
low
just shoot
post
over
player, ISO, knows. And listen, Paul George has a bag. I mean, when you watch Paul George, like, honestly, when you watch Paul George's highlights and his skill set, you see a top five NBA player.
Sure.
Like that's what I see when I see Paul George in his prime. Obviously not at 34 years old. But you can add that. Jimmy Butler, to me, not as skilled or smooth as Paul George, but I think Jimmy Butler has more of a dog mentality to him that you sort of need that as well late in the game. LeBron brings everything with him. And sometimes it's too much.
Right. like you don't want everything.
Yeah, you got to do so much when LeBron's on your team to fit around him and the way he likes to play. I don't know if he's coming in being a third wheel in this triangle.
No. Bronny's going to be the second wheel. LeBron's going to be the first wheel. Do you want Jimmy Butler back on the Sixers? 215-592-9494. But now we check in with our baseball guy about the best baseball team in Major League Baseball. It is time for the Jackie Baseball Report. Oh, yeah. There we go.
That's exactly right.
What do you got, Fritz?
Listen, we got a freaking off night tonight, which stinks. You know, they got to go down to Miami, a place they've kind of stunk.
And it's kind of like two off nights.
I know.
Because they played in the daytime yesterday.
Don't you cherish the off night a little bit?
Nah. I can watch them every night.
Baseball
game. Already miss them. Already miss them. So first thing in the baseball, Jackie Baseball Report today. How about last seven games for this player? Batting 308, 857 OPS. Can you name that player?
Casty.
Yeah. Vic Fangio brought him up earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just maybe.
It's starting to turn a little.
Starting to come out of this
thing. You know what I've noticed from him a little bit, though? And again, I have not watched him game to game over the last couple of years, so I don't know what he normally looks like. It feels like he's got like 15% less pop when he hits it hard than I would like him to hit it. Like, there's been a couple of shots he's hit. I'm like, oh, that's a home run. Mm-hmm. And it falls 15 feet short. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's always held him back from being a 30 to 35 home run guy at his peak. Like, he's always been more 20s with a lot of doubles.
Got it. Okay. And he's had, what, three doubles in the last week or three or four doubles, whatever?
I mean, it took him a month to break the seal, but now it's just it's flowing.
And listen, we said with the team, it's unfair to expect all of them to be clicking at the same time.
Yep.
So you're going to have a few of the guys in the lineup that aren't hitting well. And then those guys that were hitting well, they're going to cool off a little bit. And this is where you need to have the other guys. So I'm looking at June Schwarber, obviously, on its way.
A month away.
Bryce, seems like he's starting to catch fire.
Yep.
And then you throw Casty in there. That's three bats. I mean, I'm not going to include Schwarber because Schwarber has been doing what he does.
Sure.
But from Casty and Bryce's standpoint, you know, Bryce more so earlier before this past week or two, you haven't really been getting the power surge of production from those guys. So maybe they're about to start carrying the load.
Well, it's funny because everyone's like, oh, well, once the offense starts clicking. No, 1 through 9's never clicking.
Never
at
clicking
same
at
time.
The same time.
It's not how it works. Nope. And the one name I'll throw in there, in addition to who you just threw out there, he's had a slow start to the year. We haven't talked about him. But Bryson Stott also slow as because he should be a 280 to 290 guy. He's kind of trapped in the
been around 240, right?
Yeah. And the interesting part about Casty and why I think this is a good sign, OPS is by month last year. It was 878, then down to 650, and then back up to 950, down to under 500. So maybe we're getting that Casty kind of upswing. He's pretty streaky. Replace Reese with Castellanos for the streakiness.
See, you wanted Topper to give him a day off, but it seems like the secret the entire time was no days off.
Well, again, he's like almost 2,500 games behind Ripken, so
he's not breaking that record.
Yeah, probably not. But they're going to do their damnedest to get him there. Second thing I want to bring up, and let's get the disclaimer out there, the qualifier out there. We love Bryce.
Uh oh.
Some bad nut hustling moments recently.
Yesterday specifically.
He hit it right to the second baseman, and I don't think he made it halfway down the first baseline. There's been more little lapses like that. He's the leader of the team, and he is the face of the franchise. And I don't like that version of Bryce. Like, Bryce hustling down to first base, moving first, like, that's the Bryce I want.
It's Nationals Bryce.
Little Nationals Bryce.
Yeah.
I agree with you on it.
And we were all watching the game together yesterday, and when he loafed it to first base.
Sorry.
Yeah, and he was mad about the call before it, which, by the way,
was a strike.
It was a strike, yeah. And it didn't look like a strike without the box, but then you saw the box. It was like it was in there. He was mad about that, and he let it affect him, you know, running to first base. And, yeah. No.
Yeah, and can't have it.
No.
Can't have it. You know, can't have it. Love him as a player, but you can't have it because it looks bad, quite frankly. It looks bad. And I'm not saying everybody else on the team is going to start doing it or what have you. Each guy is held individually accountable for what they do and their actions. But it looks bad when your best player in the face of the franchise is doing that regularly. And just can't have it. I don't need him to be Chase Utley. You know, I don't need him to be Chase Utley and run down there 100 miles per hour.
Because it could have affected his knees. And yeah. We want him to last.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. And even that one yesterday, I could sort of understand why he didn't do it. You hit it to the right side, it's there, you're frustrated. But the problem is that's not the first one. It's been a few of those.
Angelo would hold him accountable. Would have had four
hours. Sure
on
oh, yeah.
Wow, that's what the Jackie Baseball Report's here for. All about accountability. For those that say I don't hold the team accountable, there's that. But speaking of that, I just want to ask you, like, which is better here? I'm going to blind resume you, okay? Which is better? 30 games. 324 average, 11 home runs, 20 RBI. Pretty good, right? as in 30 games.
Okay.
Or is this better than 36 games, 236 average, 4 home runs, and 16 RBI? Which is better?
No, the first one.
Okay. Yeah. So that's Bryce Harper in the postseason.
Okay.
And the second is Mike Schmidt's career postseason numbers. Not great. Not great.
So let me ask you this. How many home runs has Bryce Harper hit in his career?
I don't know, like 320-ish.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt hit 548.
Sure.
So how many gold gloves has Bryce Harper had?
It'd be zilch.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt has 10.
I believe 10.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how many World Series championships does Bryce Harper have?
Bryce Harper has none.
Okay. And Mike Schmidt has?
1. Mm.
And how many MVPs does Bryce Harper have?
2.
And Mike Schmidt has?
4.
Okay. So, right. So I'm glad you have a 30-game sample. And by the way, in a completely different era.
Okay.
A 30-game sample.
That's also
Bryce Harper versus Mike Schmidt.
76 postseason, 77 postseason, 78 postseason, 80, and 83.
Well, then say it with your chest, Jack. Is Bryce Harper a better Philly than Mike Schmidt?
He's going to go down as a better Philly than Mike.
No.
He's a better Philly than Mike Schmidt.
Okay. Not today.
Yeah, he's not. It's a stupid
not
thing
today.
To say. Yeah, stupid.
It's crazy. Matters. It's 1-for-20 in the 1983 World Series, by the way.
Okay. Okay, let Bryce get back to the World Series again for the Phillies.
Do not crap on Mike Schmidt, Jack.
No, I just see if I can get Mr. Schmidt in there all fired up.
How many Fanatic socks did Mike Schmidt wear? I think that's the real question. How many times did Mike Schmidt give you a high five, Jack? I think
I
probably not as many as Bryce.
No,
right?
Bryce did look me in the eyes, the icy eyes, and it was like, that's my guy. You're so caught up in the better player. I know, yes. Mike Schmidt's a better player.
Okay, and he was only a Philly for his entire career.
I get that.
Which is incredibly meaningful. Bryce Harper's been here for 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a great five years.
But Bryce is like, you know, in his bones. He's always been a Philly. You know what I mean?
See, that... I'm not.
Well, you do realize that Mike Schmidt was not beloved here, right?
Yeah, he's saying Bryce will definitely be the most beloved Philly ever.
That's a different question than better Philly.
Well, right. Hold on.
You're like saying Philly.
Jason Kelsey's not the best Eagle of all time. You can make the case that he's the best Eagles player of all time.
Right. Yeah,
you can make the case he's the best Eagle of all time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, Jason Kelsey wasn't a better player in his position than Reggie, Dalk, Chuck Bednarik, you know. right?
But yeah, but Jason Kelce was here his entire career.
And Bryce was meant to be here his entire career.
Honestly, Bryce, and here's the other thing that could happen for Bryce, and by the way, I'm hoping it doesn't. Mm-hmm. He's got a long contract, which, by the way, is going to get even longer and more expensive. And it is not impossible that the last five, Bryce Harper has been playing since he was 18 years old in Major League Baseball. He's got a lot of miles on him. It is not impossible that the last 5 or 6 years of this Bryce Harper career in Philadelphia mm-hmm. is ugly. I'm hoping it's not, but it's not impossible that it is. He's shown signs of his body breaking down already. He's been injured every single season over the last 3 years, missed significant time. There's all of these things. You're like the callers. Like, all he's got to do is have 10 more years of hitting 40 home runs a year. The rest of his career could be ugly. I don't know what the rest of his career is
going
to be.
And you're going against what has already been done.
Yes,
which isn't going to change. No, he's not a better player than Mike Schmidt.
Of course not.
Yes, right now.
Right now.
Yes.
And absolutely, if Bryce Harper, for the next 8 years, hits 35 or 40 home runs a year
right.
and hits 550 home
right.
runs and
wins a World Series
and wins another MVP, then okay, let's have the conversation. But largely, his career has been as a Washington National, mm-hmm. not a Philadelphia Philly. He's only been Joel Embiid has been a Sixer twice as long as Bryce Harper has been a Philly. Like,
Bryce is way more beloved than Joel.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm just saying the time, it's been a very short. Bryce does not rank above Chase Utley. Bryce doesn't rank above Jimmy Rollins. Bryce doesn't rank above Ryan Howard. He doesn't. Maybe he will, but he doesn't right now. He doesn't.
I'm with you. Listen, no, Jimmy's my favorite player of all time. No doubt. And Bryce is right there next to him.
Jack, he just does
it. Bryce is right there next to him.
He knows it's going to get me. That's why he does it. I fall for it every time.
Well, and you know he is on his way to being the most beloved.
He's going to go down as the GOAT.
Yeah, you know that.
Yes, but I don't think it's impossible that his body fails him during this contract.
That is fair.
He plays the way that he played in Washington, even the way he swings the bat is violent, and he could have an ugly. Having that weight of that contract on you, look, right now we all love that we have him tied up. He doesn't have there's no out for him. He has a no trade clause.
He does want more money, though.
He does want more money. and by the way, tacking on those years, all that does in the big picture, unless he is remarkably accomplished over the last 5 years, could have a negative effect on his legacy here. I'm just saying, let's let it happen before we say that it happened. That's all.
I'm just saying, this is a no-fly zone with Bryce negativity.
No, I'm not being negative.
You brought a lot in here today. You brought a lot in here today on Bryce.
I'm not negative on Bryce. I am positive on Bryce. He's a great player. He's been a great Philly. He's never broken from the pandering act. It is remarkable, and I hope he leads them to a World Series. I would love to celebrate a Philly's World Series victory. I'm just saying, when you're forcing me into a corner.
Because you're bringing up the greatest Philly ever.
Yes.
Yes. I feel you. That's what Jack does.
Let him earn it.
Jack does that to people.
Let him earn it.
Yeah.
Let him earn it.
I would say in 1987 that Invium was the greatest Philly ever. Invium is a great player, but I don't know if they were. Again, Mike Schmidt was not beloved here. It's okay.
Well, but
like McNabb wasn't beloved here.
You're 12 years old. You weren't even here when Mike Schmidt was playing.
I know about it, though.
Mike Schmidt was popular. He wasn't beloved in the way that Bryce is, but he also didn't march around begging for it like Bryce does.
There you go again.
Well, no.
Going right down. We just laid out. Listen, you can do your little Bill of Spike nonsense.
Well, no, but
there's a Bill of Jack and Ike.
Yes, yes. Bryce is a no-fly zone.
J-Roll was polarizing when he was here, and after time, people learned to appreciate how great he was.
And people now have gotten there with Ryan Howard.
Howard was polarizing when he was here. Cole Hamels was polarizing when he was here. Just because everybody doesn't love you doesn't mean that you are not a great player. Donovan McNabb, who we all agree is the best quarterback in Eagles history, is a great Eagle, was polarizing when he was here. And here's another thing that everybody forgets. Allen Iverson was incredibly polarizing for the last few years of his career here, which in
some
part
would say
was
his entire career.
was part of why he was traded. Charles Barkley was polarizing when he was here. That like what Mike Schmidt's aura in Philadelphia is not singular to Mike Schmidt as a great player in Philadelphia.
Popular,
yeah.
Yeah.
I would say if we're looking at in the time of their popularity, more players were like Schmidt in Philadelphia than players were like Utley, who the only time I ever remember...
Well, Utley was definitely an outlier.
Yeah. the only time Utley I ever remember was when he missed the beginning of the season because of the knee stuff. Yep. And he had... Do you remember that?
Yep.
And but that...
It was the only time he ever got any type of criticism. Maybe I think that was 09 or 10?
No, I think it was even later.
Yeah, that was like 12, 13.
Was yeah, it 12? 12 okay. or 13.
Oh, so that was after the... Yeah, you're right. It didn't happen during the time they were actually winning all those games. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So... That's all. I'm.
He had that weird thing with his knee. I don't know what that was with Chase.
Well, did he go overseas? Like, I forget. Like Kobe? Did he go to where Kobe went, and then it didn't work?
What's funny is that stuff is legal here now. You can get all that stuff here now. Yeah.
Trying to blackball my guy.
Yeah, he.
Not when LeBron went to Miami.
And I am. By the way, I do like Bryce now.
You do seem conflicted in there. Like, I think we got you in a corner right now.
But I like Bryce. I did not like Bryce when he got here, but he won me over 100%. I told him that to his face, by the way.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not a coward.
I think you won a lot of people over.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. But I think there needs to be, I think people right now, because all they do is stare at the internet all day long, they are prisoners of the moment. And what I don't want to do is lose perspective of how great the greatest players were here in Philadelphia, players that actually won at the highest level, and Mike Schmidt, who was not only the greatest Philly ever, but as I said, the greatest player at his position of all time.
Well, A-Rod played third base for a long time.
Oh, come on.
660, by the way.
Yeah. A-Rod is not the greatest third baseman of all time. He didn't play third base his entire
career. For 11 years he did.
But that was half of his career.
Well, it's because of Jeter.
Yeah, because you're fraud.
Is what it is. And by the way, you want to talk
Let me ask you something.
You want to talk about polarizing?
Yeah.
A-Rod is hated by...
Damn near everybody.
Yeah.
Sure, I agree.
Except for me.
Yeah, well, of course.
Well, you know what's interesting? In New York, the people that I would say 35 and younger, maybe 40 and younger, all actually like A-Rod.
Like A-Rod,
yeah. Yeah, there's an age split on A-Rod.
Well, it's Giglio. Giglio, when he used to do overnight shows, would just say A-Rod's better than Jeter. Oh. And WFM would light on fire.
I'm sure, yeah.
But hold on, like, all right.
Yeah.
Final thing on this.
Okay.
You agree that Reggie White's better than Jason Kelce?
Yes.
Well, what are we saying?
Like, all right, but what I'm saying is I know Mike Schmidt's a better player.
He's saying Reggie White is a greater player than Jason Kelce, but he's not.
But Jason Kelce's the best Eagle of all time.
He wouldn't have.
And
yes.
I know Schmidt's great. I'm not discrediting Schmidt at all.
But hold on. You can finish your thought. But if you did if you took a poll of our callers, 100 of them, I guarantee you at least 50% of them would say that Reggie White was a better Eagle than Jason Kelce. That would not be what you're saying it is. I know you think that everybody would say Kelce, but Reggie White was incredibly beloved here, even though, and sure. It seems like he played longer here, even though he only played half of his career and he didn't win here. So I'm just saying that just because one player is better at his peak than another player. And by the way, I'm not even agreeing that Bryce Harper at his peak was ever better than Mike Schmidt. I still don't think he is at his peak better than Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt was leading the league in home runs and the best defensive third baseman in the league. Come on.
Yeah.
Just because he was mopey. We have a lot of mopey people here.
By the way, Reggie White's best years were here.
We're here.
And 21 sacks in 12 games.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's unheard of.
Coming up next. This might be the only thing, by the way, that me and my dad agree on is that it's Mike Schmidt.
Ruben Amaro agrees with me.
Yeah, I know. I heard that he said that.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It just he sees Bryce all the time.
Well, but still, though,
disrespectful of
baseball.
Ruben.
Yeah, no.
I love Ruben. Hired Ruben.
You're kind of disrespecting him right now.
He was disrespecting Mike Schmidt. I think it's maybe because he sees Bryce all the time. Maybe he has a relationship with Bryce better than his relationship with Mike. I don't know. It seems like a lunacy to say it. Speaking of lunacy, the new Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings are next. So you will find out, A, if there's been a shift in the rankings, and B, I can tell you this, somebody on this show is campaigning for a change in the rules to the Eagles Insider of the Year voting. We will find that out next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.